This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
I don't know if you heard that, class, but Jason said, I was chatting with Jason just before the broadcast and started, and he said, hey, here we go. And I said, do we have to? And he said, yeah, we do. Yep, we do. Here we are. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Your dial said correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us. And our son, you know, said to me a few days ago, he said, Dad, they don't use dials. They don't use dials anymore. They're digital displays. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with my dear friend, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning, Vietnam. I thank Jason for his services, and Jason said, oh, I'm being paid. And I said, yeah, no, but not for those bullet holes. Because it's a war zone out there, and every orifice and action, and I can just imagine what Jason has to go through with all the different things he does each day, not just with me and you, but all of it.
Well, I have to tell you that I believe, and I can sort of prove this, and I can't prove it about all of GCN, but I can say that Jason does not have to deal with the amount of abuse, certainly at USA Prepares. He doesn't have to deal with that broadcasts.
Yeah.
And I don't mean GCN. I'm singling GCN out of this equation. But
yeah,
I
know exactly what you're referring. Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember
the class.
That scene in The Great Race in this little town called Baracha? And yeah, I think it was in New Mexico or someplace where the great Leslie and Dr. Fate. No, you don't remember The Great Race.
No, I don't think I've seen this.
You haven't seen. You must see The Great Race with Dr. Fate and the great Leslie. With who was married to? It's Tony Curtis and Jack Lemmon. And they're racing across the world in vehicles called The Great Race. And they end up in Arizona trying to see who's got the fastest car.
Okay, well, I just wrote it down, The Great Race.
That is a classic of classics with the Dr. Fate and the great Leslie with Tony Curtis and Jack Lemmon.
Okay. Well, you know,
and
what I was saying
comes out kind of like in Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom, and she sings, whirling out on stage, anything goes.
So what I was saying, Rick, is that here at USA Prepares, we don't have these out of control callers. We don't have them, and other broadcasts on other networks do. And literally, they have a list. They ban people from calling. They say you're banned. There's nobody that's banned from calling USA Prepares. And it's really interesting that the tone that we have, I guess, encourages people like us and discourages people who are not like us.
You mean trolls? The ones that live under bridges? Are orgs. Excuse me.
Yeah, well, we have, on the internet we have trolls because there's no barrier to entry on the internet.
Have you noticed how now the new upgrades in Thunderbird and Microsoft and, you know, all of these things. They got Microsoft Edge now. What does that mean?
Well, it means they have the edge.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Any time you have upgrades, those in the hacker world are called backdoors. And so whoever has to upgrade more frequently has more backdoors, as a metaphor. They're not patches. They might call them patches, but I remember patches as a clown on TV. So with that said, I don't know what's going on, and I no wonder I'm a paranoid.
Well, I don't think it's paranoia. I think it is being judicious and being careful.
Well,
and being
I don't know about
situationally
you going down
aware.
The Mekong Delta with Jumping Jack Flash, and paranoia will destroy you. You know, I've been there and done that. How's that
Rick,
one for
Rick,
a memory? You know,
Rick, I got it.
The Mekong Delta. That now I have friends that are living there now. That, you know, mm-hmm. fought there, married a woman there, and decided to live there than here. And I have a friend that does a kayak, and he did a 3-day, oh, it's so beautiful, where he went. There's nobody there. It jungles on his kayak, you know, going down these little inlets and things in Thailand.
Well, pretty soon you'll be able to do that.
Until you realize that Thailand's king just reinstated his consort, which is not his wife, and it goes downhill from there. You know, none of it's real. I mean, it's all
pretty soon you'll be able to go down Madison Avenue, New York City, or Fifth Avenue with a kayak, you know, in a heavy rain,
right.
And not
that's
bump
right.
into anything.
Yeah.
And you won't bump into anything. No taxi cabs, no people, no cars. There's a great exodus going on. But
well,
I wanted to share this
New
with you.
York
so
City.
I got
is dead. And this yeah. thing I posted last week about Seattle made me cry.
Tell us about it, Rick.
Well, you know, nobody lives inside the city limits anymore because it's been taken over by the homeless. And every single person that's homeless has some form or level of addiction. Addiction has a broader terminology than it did back in Tombstone with the Earp Brothers. And so it's got a different style today in terms of Doc Holliday and Winona Earp. Have you seen that Netflix one? Or The Umbrella Academy?
No. I have not been watching much on
good.
Other than DVDs. I haven't. But I wanted to share this
you
with
have
you.
A great race, and you must see The Great Race. Trust me.
I wrote it down.
Yeah.
I wrote it down, and it has an asterisk next to it. Okay. So I got. I went on. Let me give you a little background class. So I've been a member of Sam's Club for years, and I have learned to like Sam's Club less and less and less and less every single year. It's gotten really lousy, especially with the corona panic. They don't have things, they're out of things. And what's happened is, the way it works is, you pay $35 to become a member, then you can buy in bulk. Well, we've been doing that for 27 years. Eventually, it got so bad they decided to offer me the upgraded membership, the $100 membership, which includes free shipping, free car washes, if you want, and a higher return on your credit card purchases called cashback, you know, 1%, or you can get 5% back on gas. So it'd be crazy for me not to use this particular Sam's Club card to buy gasoline. So when the family buys gasoline, we take the Sam's Club card, and that's the card that we use to buy gas wherever we are. And we still get 5% back up to like $600 or $6,000 a year, something like that. All right. And so I use my Sam's Club card to purchase online because I get free shipping on some items. They say it's free shipping on everything, but it's not. That's a lie. But that's another story. Bottom line is I use my Sam's Club card, and what happens is I get an email, and I'm going to read it to you. This email came. I've got a whole bunch of these in the last couple of days. It says, "Dear Vincent, thank you for your recent order at samsclub.com. As mentioned in our previous notices, we've been unable to obtain authorization for this purchase using your submitted method of payment. Please contact your credit card company to request an explanation of the purchase decline and possible resolution. Once this issue has been resolved, please contact a member services representative select the menu options." And he gives me a phone number. So I've done all that many, many, many times. And the credit card company says, "Oh no, you got a really great credit rating. You have, you pay your bill every month. There's no outstanding anything. The credit card works fine." But Sam's Club says it doesn't. But the credit card does work fine outside of samsclub.com. It doesn't work at all at samsclub.com. So when I buy something, let's say it's a $5 item, which I bought several times in the last couple of days, a $5 item, just to see if this thing works. And I get these emails saying, first I get a confirmation saying, "Congratulations, you know, your purchase went through, you're the proud owner of whatever it was." And now, right after that, a couple hours later, I get, "It didn't work. You know, contact your credit card company." So I'm in this circular, this loop where I can't get it fixed. Because the credit card company said, which is Sam's Club's credit card, it says right on the front, Sam's Club, issued by Synchrony Bank. Synchrony says we're fine. Sam's Club says we're fine. Sam's Club says the website works, but it doesn't work. So the bottom line is we are being held hostage by technology. We absolutely are. And how do you fix this? We can't fix this. Because if you want to go fix the credit card problem, you have to go to Central America or Philippines. If you want to fix the samsclub.com problem, you have to go to the Philippines. It's hard to drive there from here. Now, it's not that they're not nice. They're wonderful people. But they can't fix the problem. It is this American company that's the problem. Sam's Club. And it's gone downhill. Have you noticed anything like that, Rick?
Well, Amazon and Walmart are now at war with each other on food, like they did books. And I have no idea how that's going to play. I remember when Costco started this game, and this is back in the 90s, I grew feverfew down in the Trinity Alps, down there in the Northern California, and I had to ship bales of feverfew to China to capsulate and tablet for Centrum. And their other brand, I think it's called, I forget what the brand is now. It's their cheaper brand. It's the same as Centrum, but they capsulated and tableted it in China and sent it back to the United States. Now, that's two different freights to China, back and forth, to have it take a product from America and process into a tablet, Centrum, and what's the other brand that's standard? I can't think of the name of it now.
Well, there's one a day. There's
not one a day. No, it's a generic one, a big company. They're cheap. Okay.
Nature's Way.
No, Nature's Way is Mormon. That's out of Utah. That's some Mormons. They have their own systems out of Provo and. That's Mormon.
But what I believe you're saying is that how is it possible for
that's exactly correct.
The shipping
and
back and forth.
A pharmaceutical house in the United States costs more money to tablet and capsulate.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So last night, I was in a deep, deep sleep. And a lot of times I'll say to the family, well, let me think about it. I'll have the answer tomorrow. And when I sleep on it, I can usually come up with the answer. So last night, I was in this dream state, and I was all excited because I figured it out. I got the answer. And I remember the answer. The answer was the voltage was too low. And I was thinking, this is great. I got to remember this. The voltage is too low. The voltage is too low. I need to increase the voltage a little bit, and it'll be fixed. But I can't now, you know, when I woke up, I can't remember what the problem is. I know what the answer is. but I don't know what I need to increase the voltage on. Does that ever happen to you, Rick?
Brain cloud, by any other name. Never mind. That's Rosina Rosanna Dana. Actually, that's why I keep a journal. It is called my magical memory. It is a way of time travel, believe it or not. That's exactly why you keep a journal and why Ira Progoff called it honest journaling. It's going from right to left brain so that you have to take an idea that's in the right brain, move it to the left brain with cursive. That's one of the things they no longer teach because, you know, dumbing down America, whatever. The thing is, everybody needs to keep a journal of some kind, even if it's on the computer where you have a running what happened today kind of thing that you log as a thing. Because when you log it like that, it changes it from short to long-term memory. And when you go back 20 years to look at what you wrote, it is a form of time travel. And it sets the brain up in the precise hologram that was going on at that moment. And you re-remember things that you had forgotten or dismissed as unimportant. And what happens next is a kind of script evolves, which is uniquely yours, between you and yourself, which is different than anybody else's in the way you talk to yourself. And why you want to do that is because when you talk to yourself inside your head, how do you know that that's you, not synthetic telepathy? Now, they're encroaching in technologies, plural, where brain interfaces do not need to be inserted inside the brain anymore. They can deliver it using microwave band. They can deliver it by the food you eat. They can deliver it. This is a paper I wrote a couple years back called The New Directions in Mind Control. It is one of the chapters in my non-local mind book that's due out shortly. But you need to be aware. And here's the most important thing I can say about all of this. All roads lead to Rome, but you must have a North Star to know what direction you're going. And everybody's North Star is different. A circle of protection when you're going to use a Ouija board. You're going to be consorting or dialoguing with something. You have no idea where that information came from. Tarot, throwing the I Ching, whatever. In all situations, what is needed is a switch that you turn on and off when you go from the profane into the sacred. And when you're in that sleep state where you're remembering what to remember, that place is actually, in fact, more real than where you are right now in consciousness. And that's why, because consciousness can be likened to a dream state in that you are not receiving information, you're filtering it. And much of that filter is culturally programmed where you have been trained to ignore certain income or inputs. And once you realize that, now you start to become your own person. Good luck with that.
All right. We're going to be right back with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And I've got a couple quick comments about what you just said and the technique that I used in a previous life. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Facebook putting some new rules into effect today ahead of the November election. measures including flagging and even the removal of misinformation. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg saying this morning in an exclusive CBS interview with co-anchor Gayle King that no one will be exempt from those new rules.
Anyone who's saying that the election is going to be fraudulent, I know that's problematic. And I think additional context needs to be added to that.
It's not just anyone. It's not just a regular Joe. It's the president of the United States. Yes.
This will definitely apply to the president once this policy goes into place.
First time unemployment claims falling below a million for the first time in 3 weeks. The Labor Department report just out showing 881,000 Americans filed initial claims last week, 130,000 fewer than the week before. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dozens of people in custody after a human smuggling attempt in South Texas. The Border Patrol says they found 52 illegal immigrants inside a semi-truck near Laredo over last weekend. A White House coronavirus task force member laying out how people should stay healthy during the upcoming Labor Day holiday weekend. Dr. Deborah Birx yesterday warning that folks should avoid crowded events, including backyard barbecues. And she says masks need to be worn, especially by younger people who could inadvertently spread the virus to people at risk. Birx added those who have not made smart decisions should not go home to their parents or grandparents and possibly spread the illness. Police in Louisville are preparing for protesters at Saturday's Kentucky Derby. No fans are allowed this year because of the pandemic, but several groups are expected outside the racetrack, and the National Guard is going to be assisting officers with traffic and crowd control. And a man in Lincoln, Nebraska is asking his city council leaders to remove boneless chicken wings from menus across the city. Andrew Christensen pitching the idea during a city council meeting, saying that boneless chicken wings are really chicken tenders. He says they really should be called wet tenders. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Watch it. I know there's something
it's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Watch it. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Miller.com, Richard A-L-A-N, Miller.com. Rick, you were talking about a log to move short-term memory into long-term memory. And a couple comments about that. When I was teaching at the high school and the college level, I would tell my students, I would say, and I'm paraphrasing, here's what I'm going to tell you. Then I would tell them, and then I would tell them what I told them. And then the next day, if it was applicable, I would recapitulate what I had just taught them yesterday, give them a recap version of what I taught them. And I didn't allow them to take notes on a computer keyboard or on a computer, and they did not type their notes as I was teaching. I required them to write in spiral-bound notebooks what they were learning. So if they needed to write down some points of interest and important points of what I was teaching, they would write them in cursive in their spiral-bound notebooks. And it was a one-subject notebook, and it was just for my class. And it was really simple. Now, I believed at that time, and I still do believe, that by telling them what I was going to tell them, that's number one, telling them, that's number two, telling them what I told them, that's number three, and then recapitulating tomorrow is number four, and if you add in the notes, that's number five. So that's five passes through the brain of what I, the instructor, thought was important for them to know. Not just
I'll bet,
that, you know,
though, if you had told them, oh, and I'm going to ask this question on the test and that question on the test, I'll bet you those notes got taken too.
Well, see, I kept my students. I kept my students.
It's just
guessing.
The way it is, man.
But
people
Rick,
only listen to what they want to hear.
Well, I kept my students off. Well, off balance and on guard all the time. And because I would say to them things like, I'm going to be leaving the classroom for a couple minutes, and I'd be gone for half an hour. And they would have to, you know, they would have to behave because I had a 3-hour class. Or I'd say, I'm going to be gone for half an hour, and I'd be right back. So they really had to be on guard, and because I kept them off balance all the time intentionally, so that they would learn how to think and behave in my absence. Because Vin Finelli wasn't always going to be there throughout their entire life. My job was to prepare them for life.
I have a woman. She taught English literature, and she would announce in the class, if you thought this was democratic, democracy in this classroom, you're wrong. This is jail, and I'm the warden, and when you walk through that door, I have my rules. Everybody looked at her like, what? And it was humor. Mm-hmm. And that is why part of my bucket list includes opening for Saturday Night Live.
You really want to do that?
I'd do anything to not be able to open for Saturday Night Live. Can you imagine May?
You would be great. You would be absolutely. You would be. Well, you would be great. Rick, I have been in your classes, and when you are at either the blackboard or the front of the classroom, whatever it may be, when you're up there up front, your presentation is captivating, and no one is daydreaming. Everybody's paying 100% attention for the entire time that you're presenting.
That's because when you speak, you should try to hit the core of it in metaphor, and that's where everything I say has more than one thing I'm saying at that moment, and why when you replay what I said, you get something new each time. And if I'm doing it right, it should become classic.
Well, and it has to be a value, yes. And I've, you know, literally, I've been in the middle of the classroom. I've been on the, you know, standing against the wall, just walking in. You know, I'm talking about the expos when the, you know, I was the MC, and I'd be checking on the classes to make sure everything was going right, and you had all the materials and, you know, the equipment was working, and the sound system was working, and so forth. So I would be walking in, and, you know, all the seminars that were going on simultaneously, you know, doing my job to make sure everything was flowing smoothly. But I got a chance to see you in action many, many times, and I've stayed through, you know, some of your presentations in full. So, content is king. And by the way, Rick, I'm noticing that content is becoming more and more lacking in broadcasts.
Yeah. redundancy coefficient. That's Abram Moles. Aesthetic Perception and Information Theory is the title of his book on math.
Mm-hmm. I heard the bottom of the hour news here on GCN, and Zuckerberg is going to lock down what they think is false information, and they're just going to prevent it. They're going to determine what they think is false and what's not. And so that is that's censorship.
So here we have freedom of speech. It is one more step in encroachment, and the way Benjamin Franklin put it, you give up some of your civil rights for safety, and you lose both.
Freedoms. Yeah, and, you know, I was thinking, at some point I'm going to have to get my hair cut. Either I'm going to have to do it myself, or have one of our children do it, or have Mrs. Finelli do it. But I've been thinking, what kind of haircut should I get? And right now, believe it or not, class, Jesus and I have the same barber. So I was thinking, what kind of a haircut should I get? And I was thinking, I should get one just like Mark Zuckerberg. Because, of course, I'm kidding.
You mean throw a bowl on your head and just cut everything else that's not under that bowl, cut it off.
He looks ridiculous with that haircut.
Well, you could be Harpo Marx.
I mean, nobody has a haircut that's more ridiculous than...
Well, you know what Julie did to me is that I've had a ponytail for 70 years, and that came off 6 months ago, maybe just before the virus happened, and now I'm a skinhead because she just has this razor that just takes it right down to the edge, and that's because I was going bald anyway. But she's using my hair now, that ponytail, I still have it. She used it for a voodoo doll. It's got better control on me or something, I don't know.
Well, I just checked.
Just kidding.
As you were saying, the ponytail. I just checked. I could have right now, if I wanted to, I could have like a 4 or 5 inch ponytail right now.
And that's because that ought to be cool.
That's because I haven't had a haircut in since December. I wanted to mention this.
My bridge gone. This is nuts. What's going on?
Mm-hmm. Well, let me share with you a couple of things. So when I was on the phone with for hours, different phone calls with the Philippines and Central America, with this Sam's Club problem I'm having, I would at the end of the call I asked each of the technical support people the question, and remember this is the Philippines and Central America. So is what's the coronavirus like? Is it real down there? Is it real over there? What do you think? And they'd say, well, personally, and not speaking for the company, but personally, they said that, yeah, it's real. And so I would say, do you know people who have gotten it? Yes. Do you know people who have gotten really sick? Yes. I know people who have died. Now, that's in both countries, the Philippines and in this particular country in Central America. And the guy in Central America told me that he had it. He had it. And, of course, it's not a problem now that he's recovered, but he did have it, and he said he had friends who died. And in the Philippines, they had family members who have died. So I was talking with a couple of technicians.
Their populations are way less than ours also.
Mm-hmm. And more dense, right?
Yeah. Well, yes and no.
Except in cities.
There's jungles.
Yeah, except in this, yeah. So I talked with some technical people, medical technical people, yesterday. And I asked them. I was talking with a person who was in radiology. So what do you think? Do you think this is real? Oh, yeah, it's real. But the person said, but I think it's being used for an agenda. So everybody at this particular radiology place, this clinic, if you will, wears a mask. Everybody, patients, everybody wears a mask. And there's social distancing, more than 6 feet. So everybody's conscious of what's going on. The doctor where doctors wear a mask. They believe it's real. They believe that people are dying. And then the nurses, the same thing. But they believe it's been enhanced for agenda purposes, which is exactly what we said from day one. Yes, the virus is real. Yes, it's dangerous. Yes, it's man-made. But the fallout, the domino effect, as Gwyneth would say.
How many times have you had the flu in your life? You.
A couple. Just a couple.
How many?
Maybe two at the most.
I've had maybe 10 times in my history where I've gotten sick, where I was sick for a week, down, you know, with sick for a week, and then back up again. I remember a couple times it was, you know, when I moved here in this house, when I first moved here. Usually stress is what, you know, when your immune system is challenged. And moving has got so many stressors. I have an e-book that I did called Stress Management that's worthy of a download, because what you do is you can add up things to see how, you know, in terms of events happening to you, to measure against the strength of your immune system. And that's an interesting one, because for moving, you have so many points. And da-da-da, so many points. You break up with your girlfriend, you have a this or that, so many points. And you add them up, and if it's over a certain amount, you can count on getting sick. Now, there's always flu around. And that's one of the reasons why elementary teachers are usually more hardy, because that's where the germ factory begins. It's in grade schools. That's, you know, breeding ground. That's why a newbie doesn't want to go into a grade school, because that's where that's where your immune system is sharpened as a child. And they're taking that away from our children. As one thing that I thought I'd bring out, newsflash. That's not a good thing. That's an important thing for building your immune system, is social interaction. And look at what they're losing by thumb wrestling with computers. Now, I have a totally different thing about it. You know, you can't do an injection on a flu. You can on a specific disease, but a disease is not a flu. And a flu mutates, which means to get an immunization on that is impossible, because it changes.
And right, we'll be right back with Doc Ram, Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com, and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Website, richardallenmiller.com. Richard A-L-A-N Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R. .com, and that's where you can go to buy his books and peruse his offerings. So, Rick, getting back to teaching class, it was my belief that running whatever it is that the students were to be learning, the more times they ran it through the brain, the better. Whether be oral, you know, hearing it, listening to it, preparing for examinations, preparing for class discussion, taking notes, etc., the better. And if you contrast that to taking notes with a pencil and notebook or pencil and paper compared to keyboarding, I believe there's a significant difference. I believe that there's more retention when someone writes it rather longhand rather than keys it in. What are your thoughts?
Well, you have to. When you do that, it's going from one side of the brain to the other to take a thought and then put it down to paper. And when you do a transfer across the nuodule, which is this little bottleneck there between this and that, there was a comic book that described that process in a comic book called Mother's Oats. And it showed where a thought occurs in the brain and all the different train wrecks to get from a thought in the brain to what comes out of your mouth.
Okay. All right. So there, I was talking about this with Dr.
Mother's Oats. And when you see that one, man, that was during the time of Captain Piscums.
I was talking about this with Dr. Norm Shealy on Monday, and this term I had never seen before. I'd never learned it before. I've never even used the word before. Nomophobia. So I'm N-O-M-O-phobia, and it's a real word. Nomophobia. And, you know, it's not jive. It's nomophobia.
Yeah, that's slow-mo.
And nine out of ten 9 out of 10 college students have nomophobia, and it's defined as being afraid of being without a smartphone. Now, what's happened with these college students is they use the smartphone for everything. They look up things, and what they found out was that the students' memories is not so good. When they do homework, they generally do much better in their homework assignments because they can look everything up, either on the internet with their phone or on the internet with their computer, and they can find the answers. But what they can't seem to do well on is bring that forward to the test scenario where now they're being asked, okay, so you heard it in class, you did the homework, now what was it? And they can't remember.
I'll tell you, there's another one called state function learning. And you remember something by the way you remembered it. That means if you studied it under pressure, that's your best way of remembering it in an exam.
Okay, so you're talking about those all-nighters that we're
all
Yeah,
if you're doing an all-nighter, that's how you should be taking your test.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then there was...
Smoothly and gently, that's how you will best remember it. It's called state function learning. You learn, you remember something by the way you originally learned it. Now, there is a metaphor between learning something and studying something. And I had a Tai Chi teacher that would not have accepted you as a student if you went to him and asked him to learn Tai Chi. Why? Because everybody does their kata, Tai Chi, kata, differently. Some people can go down lower. Some people can bend at their waist better. Some people turn differently. Everybody does it differently. And so it isn't that you learn something. What you're doing in Tai Chi is taking someone's process, mine, whatever, my lesson for the day, and integrating it into your own body of knowledge and making it yours. And that's where, you know, when Steve Gaskins in his Monday night class before he started the farm out of Tennessee went to the blackboard and drew the circle up on the blackboard and he said, it may not be a perfect circle, but it is a perfect whatever it is. There's your metaphor.
All right, so the kata class is, for those of you who are not familiar with that word, it's a term used in studying of martial arts. And it is a series of moves, and you could think of it like a dance. And it's move after move after move after move that
like
is committed to.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
yep.
Muscle memory and mental memory. And when you get in that situation, your mind pushes that button and out comes the kata, which is could be deadly in a second or two. So it's a series of offensive and defensive moves. Bang, out it comes. And it's because you have conditioned your body to register that, remember.
Instinct.
Instinct. We'll be right back. And I have a comment about, I have increased my level of intolerance in terms of companies. And I want.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.